Hello and welcome to my channel and podcast. My name is Chris Spiegel, and in this episode, I want to be talking about being drawn to distractions and the game of life. The idea came to me when I, a couple of weeks ago, was drawn to play a game, and I'm by no means a gamer. Like, I'm very far from any, enthusiast about games, but for whatever reason, I downloaded EVE Online and I started playing this game after having seen a video or two on YouTube about the Titan and the whole gameplay mechanics and everything. I was drawn to it, I was fascinated, I wanted to get in there, but I also know about myself that after a very short time, I will most likely be distracted, I will feel that I just wasted my time and didn't do anything of value. And now that kind of inspired me to look at this from a different angle. It inspired me to look at this whole game playing mechanism and see where that has parallels in other areas of my life, and also how I can reframe it so that either I can enjoy the game or I can do something better with my time without having too much pressure. As I was exploring this idea or this experiment, I noticed for myself that this kind of thing happens with gameplay, it happens with movies, with TV shows, and other kinds of procrastination. And that's already the word right there. It's procrastination, at least in my own experience. It's something that I do whenever I feel that I have a new thing coming up somewhere else. It's something where I feel that there's something going on, I am already exploring something new, I have somewhat of a roadblock, maybe I have to express something bigger, I have to go into a new area which feels uncomfortable. And this uncomfortable feeling then gives me the inspiration to either watch a movie, play a game, or do something else with my time, except that thing that actually would move me forward in my real life. Now, I'm not saying that gameplay or watching movies is necessarily bad to begin with. It certainly is something that is really fun and can be powerful. And I'm most likely going to still keep doing those things occasionally in certain capacities. But understanding why I do it is incredibly powerful. Now, there is something to understand as to what is going on and why that is happening. And for myself, I discovered that gameplay is something about discovering a new world, being someone else. And also, and this is important, this is true for, in my opinion, of movies as well as playing games or doing other procrastination tasks. They're easy. Watching a movie is incredibly easy. You just lay back and you have an experience brought to you, even though you can psychologically identify with the characters and with the things that are happening on the screen, you're still just experiencing something that is prepared for you. And if you draw yourself out of that experience, you might actually notice that you're just consuming something that's not actually bringing anything else. With gameplay, it's a little different. You are in control. You are the character. You take control of someone's life and you build something with it. In games like EVE Online, you can actually go pretty far with that. You can build friendships, you can build a whole community, you can build an empire. You can trade, you can make money, you can build success. However, it's all in a virtual world, at least for the most part. There's probably a couple of people that are able to either be programmers so they can make money that way, or in certain games nowadays, Second Life and EVE Online probably being some of them, you can actually make money by playing the game and trading inside of the game. But that's probably not for everybody, and it is something that you really have to be an enthusiast to get to that level. And for me, I don't really want to be at that level. But that's something to discuss later in this exploration. The important thing here is that it still is somewhat easier than real life. Otherwise, I wouldn't be drawn to it when I have hiccups or more struggles in the real world. It is something that is made to be fun and easy to begin with. However, what if I step back from that experience? What if I actually look at my own life from the perspective of being a game and myself being the character in the game? Does it really make sense to go into a game to become a different character to then play a world and a life? Why don't I just play my own life as if it were that adventure? I can do so many more things that way, and it actually has much more of an impact. I can not only level up an imaginary skill in some game, I can actually level up myself in the real world. And this is obviously going to be more complicated or more straining or more work than in the game, because oftentimes leveling up something in the game is just clicking a button and waiting for your character to build that skill. But in the real world, you might actually need to read a book or use an online university to learn a new skill. Maybe coding, maybe a new language. Any number of things you can imagine, there's materials online that you can learn, that you can become better at. That actually has real life implications. I, for example, if I look at that, I might control a spaceship in EVE Online and I build an empire of trade there. However, wouldn't it be nicer to do that in the real world to, for example, build an online course or make more videos for my channel? And not only would I build my own brand or potentially income sources from that, not only that, but I also would impact other people's lives positively, hopefully at least, and be someone that creates change and meaningful information, meaningful content. And that has a inspiration for me that is unlike any game can give me. It is something that is tangible in the real world. And looking at this from this gamified perspective of saying, I am the character, I am controlling myself already. I don't need that further layer of virtualization of a game. Even though I understand that it is much easier and it mostly is safer to explore those kind of things in a game, especially if you want to have certain experiences that are impossible to have at the moment in the real world. There's only a very, very small select few that actually travel into space. However, in EVE Online, everybody can do that. And you actually start out with a machine or a ship from the get-go. So I understand why it is so easy to get drawn into that. And it is something that I fall into that trap sometimes. However, learning to pull myself back and understanding why that happens is something that was incredibly helpful for me to remove EVE Online again and step into my real world game, be my own real world character, instead of having that virtualization to distance myself from the real me. It's something that I can recommend you to do that as well. Looking at what actually that movie watching, game playing, or whatever it is, what does that do for you? And what can you do in the real world to counter that effect or to change the situation to begin with? Why are you playing that game instead of doing something that moves you forward in other areas? Which areas are you trying to fix by playing the game? Are you looking for connection and community? Or are you looking for some success that you haven't experienced in the real world? Maybe you can change that in the real world instead of doing that in a virtual environment, which won't necessarily have an impact on your real world. However, for me, it feels incredibly powerful to look at the real world and build an online course, build more videos, build my community of you people out there watching this video right now, and maybe being sparked to think differently. Well, I am back in this game. I moved away from the gaming. I moved away from watching all too much TV and movies. I won't completely step away from everything. I'm most likely going to still enjoy a movie here and now. But this process gives me a different understanding of why I'm doing it when I'm doing so. And I encourage you to do the same. Understand why you are doing certain things, especially if you experience them as procrastination or you feel bad afterwards. Look what actually made you do that and then maybe change it in the real world. I'm super curious to know or hear your ideas around this topic. On YouTube, please leave a comment down below. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, please feel free to move over to YouTube and have the conversation there with me. So I encourage you, as I've mentioned before, look why you're doing certain things in your life. And maybe you want to change something. With that said, this is all for now. I'm excited to be back sharing more ideas and concepts and having conversations in the comments. And yeah, it's something to understand yourself and explore more. And it's something to do that to be a all-round more interesting or better human. I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.